AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue.
Our world is facing a moment of peril. I truly hoped it would not come.
At the Security Council, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres says it's time to work out a diplomatic solution to the tensions in Ukraine.
It's time for restraint, reason, and de-escalation. There is no place for actions and statements that would take this dangerous situation over the abyss.
Russia began evacuating its embassy in Kyiv, and Ukraine urged its citizens to leave Russia as the region braced for further confrontation. Former U.S. Ambassador to Russia Michael McFaul says Vladimir Putin isn't interested in face-saving diplomacy.
He's comfortable with war. He's gone to war four times already as president and prime minister. Chechnya, 1999, Georgia, 2008. Ukraine, the first time he invaded, 2014, Syria, 2015, and every time he won.
McFaul was on NBC's Today Show. The head of Ukraine's National Security and Defense Council called for a nationwide state of emergency, subject to parliamentary approval. The judge in the case against three former Minneapolis police officers charged with violating George Floyd's civil rights is giving instructions to the jury before handing off the case for deliberations. In Louisville, Kentucky, nearly 2 years after the botched police raid that killed Breonna Taylor, the only officer facing criminal charges is standing trial. Brett Hankinson, now a former officer, is charged with wanton endangerment for shooting through Taylor's apartment into the home of her neighbors. A former New York City Police Union president who clashed with city officials over his bombastic tweets and hardline tactics is expected to face criminal charges connected to a raid last year on his home and union office. The Philadelphia Lodge of Fraternal Order of Police filed a lawsuit seeking to invalidate a city law banning officers from pulling over drivers for low-level offenses. Wall Street stocks are lower. This is AP News. Hopes are fading in a county in Alabama for a late surge in new coronavirus vaccinations. Nurse Jordan Ledbetter keeps a handwritten log of vaccinations in Marion County, Alabama.
Zeros are the amount of vaccines I gave that day.
There are a lot of zeros on that log.
There have been days where I haven't given any vaccines.
In a county of roughly 30,000 people, only 14 showed up at the health department for an initial vaccine during the first 6 weeks of the year.
I was really hoping that the surge of COVID that we had a few weeks ago would increase vaccination numbers, but it hasn't.
Judy Smith with the County Health Department says this is the pandemic reality in Alabama.
People are just over it. They're just tired of it. And one of the biggest challenges that public health has right now is not to keep it in everybody's face, but to keep it enough on the forefront that people are not dying.
Nearly 36% of the population are fully immunized in Marion County. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.